Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, December 15th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle. Joining me in studio, San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
You've got your Red Rock 92 shirt on.
Yeah.
It's another busy day for our broadcasts.
Yep. Yeah, we've got some basketball games we're going to be broadcasting on StreamUtah.live and Red Rock 92 starting at 2:30, or is it 2 o'clock? I think it's 2 o'clock in Dove Creek as part of that tournament. So, yeah, we've got a lot going on today, and, of course, that means we've got a lot going on for the morning show as well. Taking a look at some news in the area. This reported just about a half hour ago. In the city of Monticello, there's a large water leak on Meadowlark Drive. So water is going to be shut off around that area while Public Works is repairing the line, and they hope to have it back on as quickly as possible. So if you're near Meadowlark Drive, your water may be shut off about now as they're working on that repair. So be aware of that. Other items to be aware of, taking a look throughout the Red Rock listening area. Some news, actually, for folks where the Navajo Times listed their five area runners of the year. Amongst those tabbed as the runners of the year was Whitehorse High School's Kiara Martin. The freshman, had a great debut for her first season for the Raiders. She finished second in the state, which is the highest Lady Raider has finished at the state meet. She also set a course record at the John Thornton Invite in Blanding with a winning time of 20 minutes and 3 seconds. Kira had a great season and was named Navajo Times Runner of the Year, one of five.
That's excellent. And as a freshman, too, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
She has a picture after every race biting the medal that she won at that race, and I'm worried about her teeth. She bit a lot of medals this fall. Had a great year.
Just about every weekend, most of them gold. So yeah, we're excited to watch and see how her high school career develops, and congratulations on winning that Navajo Times Runner of the Year award. That's pretty neat. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Excuse me. We talked about it last week, actually, on the morning show, but bears repeating. The Dinosaur Museum in Blanding has a new look and a new power source following the installation of solar panels on the roof of the building. The installation of solar system is part of the museum's stated goal to become ecologically responsible and energy self-sufficient. Director of the Dinosaur Museum, Sylvia Zirkus, shared that the project has been in the work for the past 4 years, and on December 8th, last week, the solar system was activated. It's part of a two-phase system, with this first phase providing the museum's electrical needs, and the planned phase two will power a future HVAC system in the museum, which will be big for expanding their hours, as right now they close November through April. So panels were made possible through grants from a variety of organizations, including the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation, the San Juan County, Utah Rural County Grant, the George and Dore Eccles Foundation, and the Wonderview Institute, all contributing to that project. So that's news out of Blanding. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Morning Show is brought to you in part by our friends at Redtail Air Connections. They offer weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it is the Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Rick's Glass of Moab extends sincere best wishes to all the Red Rock 92 listeners this holiday season. Family owned and operated since 1981, Rick's Glass has always strived to provide the very best service to the Moab community. They are your source for windows and doors, shower doors and mirrors, and auto glass and paint. Stop by Rick's Glass for a free scenic calendar to start your year off right, and find them on the web at ricksglassmoab.com. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all from Rick's Glass of Moab.
3D printed. Earn your certificate at USU Blanding. Explore engineering, drafting, and design technology with experienced instructors and state-of-the-art 3D printing machines. Transform your creativity into tangible objects and shape the future of the industry. Take advantage of hands-on learning and industry-leading technology. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to jumpstart your new career today.
Enroll now. Classes start January 6th.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Everyone at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A hearty thank you for everyone's support throughout 2023. Come visit us for great Christmas sales throughout the store featuring items for the whole family and your last-minute gifts. Safe travels this holiday season from all of us at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, December 15th, 2023, 9:16 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? Once again, it's the Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We got a lot of news out of public lands and parks coming up. Utah State Park Director Jeff Rasmussen announced that he is retiring, scheduled for December 16th, marks the end of an era at the Utah Division of State Parks. He took over the role of division director in 2018, and a legacy marked by commitment and transformational leadership. Utah's park system has seen unprecedented investment and expansion with the end goal of enhancing the visitor experience. Of course, lots of national parks in the area, Utah State Parks in the area as well, including a new one coming up online, the Utah Raptors State Park in Moab. Taking a look at some other news in state parks across the border in Colorado, where two ranching groups in Colorado are suing the Colorado Parks and Wildlife and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in federal court to block the release of wolves in western Colorado. This is from a report from Jason Blevins of the Colorado Sun. Complaint filed late Monday in U.S. District Court in Denver is a complaint by the ranchers focusing on an agreement between the federal and state wildlife agencies as allowed under the Endangered Species Act. The ranchers argue that the reintroduction of wolves should be reviewed under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. and they're asking the federal court to block the Wolf release until the complaint is reviewed. CPW is for Colorado is planning to release wolves from Oregon in the next couple of weeks. Supporters of wolves expressed disappointment with the legal action. Defenders of wildlife called the lawsuit a transparent 11th-hour attempt to delay efforts to bring wolves and their ecological benefits to Colorado. Yeah, that's interesting development, and it'll be interesting to see how that goes on moving forward.
Yeah, I just wonder, is this inevitable that they're going to return wolves to their historic habitat? Boy, that's a significant challenge.
Yeah, you know,
big issue.
Yeah, the Representative for Endangered Species Coalition said that wolf and livestock conflicts are exceedingly rare. But it's been a long time, and there's a reason why ranchers drove wolves out of some of these states and some of these areas. So yeah, it's a big controversial issue, and it'll be, like you say, it seems like it is inevitable. You know, again, even this lawsuit, you know, is really saying that, well, they didn't go through the proper NEPA process is the argument of the ranchers, which, that would delay it, you know, however many years it takes for it.
By a process.
Yeah, you know, for 3 or 5 years, and then, you know, probably they'd still be introduced. So anyways, it'll be interesting to see what the legal ruling is. But yeah, like you say, it does seem it seems it may be inevitable that wolves will make the return to the state of Colorado. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I've got a lot of other local news and happenings throughout the area. Just a quick important thing from that story as well. The most recent specifics in that project called for a release of 10 wolves from Oregon beginning this month on state or private land in Eagle Grande or Summit counties. Possible releases between Monarch Pass and Montrose to come. CPW did not study releasing wolves on federal land, which would require that NEPA process. Again, they're planning to release on state lands. But again, the cattlemen arguing that because of an agreement between the state and the federal government, they also need to go through that NEPA process. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. But again, that's where those wolves would be released if it moves forward.
They're not in the Red Rock listening area. I mean, historically, there have been wolves in this area. There was an old wolf by the name of Bigfoot that did untold damage to ranchers, and one of the Musselman brothers finally trapped Bigfoot, and it was a big story back in the day.
When was that?
Like in the 30s.
Hmm.
Bob McPherson has an awesome book with a lot of little vignette stories, and it includes one about, I think, Andrew Musselman, an old trapper who finally got Bigfoot. But just and this
Bigfoot being the name of the wolf,
not the Sasquatch.
No,
this wolf apparently was caught in a trap early in its life, and got out of the trap eventually. But his foot was deformed; he had this massive foot. So they knew every time there was a depredation issue, this same track was there.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's kind of an amazing story of a trapper, local trapper, tracking down this wolf.
Yeah, from the 1930s, huh?
Yeah,
that's
I'll
interesting.
Check the dates on that. But he was around
early part of the twentieth century.
Yeah. I think he was one of the first Musselmans in this area.
Made a name, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. We've also got, Bill's got the schedule for some of the broadcasts we're going to be doing today.
Yes, we were a little bit vague on that prior segment. There's a big tournament today in Dove Creek. There'll be four girls games and four boys games over the next couple of days. The action starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Nucala girls and the Monticello girls will play. At 3:30, the Nucala boys and Monticello boys play. At 5 o'clock, the Dove Creek girls play Dolores. And at 6:30, the Dove Creek boys play Telluride. And then they do it again on Saturday. It depends on who wins and loses, but games at 1, 2:30, 4, and 5:30. And we're going to follow the Monticello games at that tournament tonight, or today and this afternoon and tomorrow. Should be good. The Broncos are on the road. We'll talk about this later, but they're at a tournament in Enterprise, the San Juan Broncos boys team. Rhett Sifford's already on the road.
Yeah, got to get over there. That'll be broadcast on StreamUtah.live and Red Rock 92. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, there are a couple of services today. Funeral services for Tony Marie Tehearne, age 77 of Dolores, will be held at 2 o'clock today at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. There will be graveside services today in Monticello for Monticello native Ann Barton Mitchell. They'll begin at 12:30 at the Monticello Cemetery. Visitation from 11 to noon at San Juan Mortuary in Blanding. Funeral services were Tuesday in Spanish Fork. Interment services for Isidore Joe Braun and Irma Irene Braun, a married couple, will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Cortez Cemetery. Isidore, age 85, passed away on December 4th, while Irma passed away in Cortez on August 8th at the age of 85. A celebration reception honoring the life of Isaac Eugene Ike Gilpin will be held at 1 p.m. on Sunday at the American Legion Hall in Cortez. And there'll also be a celebration of the life of Wendy Wutherich on Sunday. Wendy, age 51 in Moab, passed away recently. The service celebration of life will be held at 3 p.m. on Sunday at the Hoodoo Hilton Curio Shop in Moab. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. We'll take another break and be back here on Red Rock 92.
Days are upon us, and Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts in Moab wants to wish everyone a safe and joyous Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a Happy New Year. The best to you from the crew at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
On behalf of Brittany Melton and the State Farm Insurance Team, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and yours. Come by the State Farm office at 30 West Center Street in Moab for a free 2024 calendar. Brittany Melton State Farm, celebrating 12 years in business, specializing in home, auto, and life insurance. Thank you for making us your insurance office. From Brittany Melton and the Moab State Farm team, Merry Christmas and a joyous 2024.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and Walker's True Value in Moab is ready to help you celebrate it the right way. Save on power tools and accessories, barbecue grills and smokers, patio fire pits, batteries, heaters, and tons of stocking stuffers for that special guy on Santa's list. True Value Hardware's been helping you deck the halls for 75 years. Come check out our great deals on Christmas lighting and decor. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab.
Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Once again, it is Friday, December 15th, 2023, 9:29 a.m. on this Friday morning.
Yeah, and the number one song in the land, you just heard it, 30 years ago today, 1993, again by Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson had a lot of number one hits. She was giving her brother a run for the most famous Jackson there for a while. That was the closing song to the movie Poetic Justice and was number one 30 years ago today. Today's Bill of Rights Day. The first amendments of the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, were ratified on December 15th, 1791. These 10 amendments protect the most basic rights of Americans, known as the Bill of Rights, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, the right to protest, equal protection under the law. All these are in the Bill of Rights.
You say Bill is Right Day?
Bill's never right.
We're going to hear
Bill
the end
is
of
right
it.
Day.
Bill is Right Day.
No, this is a much bigger day than me thinking I'm right, which is the Bill of Rights Day. It's proclaimed by Franklin D. Roosevelt and Harry Truman and most recently by Donald Trump. President Trump stated, "During Human Rights Day, Bill of Rights Day, and Human Rights Week, we celebrate the Bill of Rights for safeguarding our God-given rights and protecting us from the abuse of government power." So it could be an appropriate day to fly the flag today. And if that isn't enough for you, it's also National Ugly Sweater Day, Cat Herders Day, and National Cupcake Day. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Actor Don Johnson is 74 years old today. He was the definition of cool during his starring role in Miami Vice back in the early 80s. Tim Conway was born on this day in 1933. He was hilarious on the movie screen and television. He was in McHale's Navy, The Carol Burnett Show, of course, Tim Conway Show, The Apple Dumpling Gang, and 100 more. He was also the voice for Barnacle Boy on SpongeBob SquarePants. So that's something thrown in there for you, David. You probably don't know The Carol Burnett Show, but you do know SpongeBob.
I know of The Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, very good. He died in 2019. And Gustav Eiffel, the engineer behind the Eiffel Tower and the Statue of Liberty, was born on this day in 1832. Local birthdays today for Melanie Malloy, Joe Barton, and Lisa Rogers. Weekend birthdays coming up for Austin Wilcox, Lindell Chi, Catherine Duran, and Jeremy Lyman tomorrow. And for Carolee Curtis, Dane Hurst, Mason Johnson, Dr. Curtis Black, and David Lacey on Sunday. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a study for you. This comes from gambling.com.
Oh, that's a credible source.
But they did use CDC data, and they looked at twin and triplet births from 2018 to 2020 across the U.S. to reveal which state is most likely to have twins. Number one to give birth to triplets was the state of Nebraska, of 162.3 per 100,000 births. Utah was number three on that list. 136 triplets per 100,000 births in the state of Utah. Twins, Michigan was the number one state to have twins with 35.8 twins born per thousand births. So that's interesting stat. And I guess if you're going to see triplets, you're third most likely to see them according to population by the state of Utah. So,
man, I think Utah fields a competitive team in any birthing competition.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Again, finishing in the top five there for triplets. So, yeah, if you've got triplets having a birthday, we'll be sure to announce it on the morning show.
All three of them.
Yeah. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings coming your way this morning. We've got the on-air job fair up next, and then we've got the local and regional sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a health educator in the Public Health Department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include a Children's Justice Center director and a sheriff's deputy, in addition to a part-time community marketing coordinator and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef de mise role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
The San Juan Record Bookstore in Monticello is the place for all your gift-giving needs this holiday season. We're open weekdays from 8 to 5 and packed to the rafters with local authors and history, religious study, and family-friendly fiction. Check out the latest from Bob McPherson and new books on the Bear's Ears, Dugout Ranch, Canyon Country Place Names, and more. Our selection of adorable children's books is just right for bedtime reading and winter snuggling. Sales are underway through Christmas. Mention this ad for a free gift or 10% off one item. Come find the perfect gift at the San Juan Record Bookstore.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Family the gift of Fest Internet this season. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of residential e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at just $59.95 a month, and discounts are available for qualifying households. Plus, free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Need a new metal roof or building? Call Metal Depots in Farmington. Metal Depots specializes in metal roofing, metal buildings, and the highest quality accessories for do-it-yourselfers and contractors. And we deliver. Get a fast, free quote right now. Visit us in Farmington or call us at 505-278-2109 or visit metaldepots.com. Metal Depots in Farmington. The Four Corners source for the highest quality metal roofs and buildings.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, December 15th, 2023, 9:42 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the show. We have got a ton of high school hoops for the local sports report. There's actually a game already in the books. There's a tournament going on at Pinnacle in Price today, and the Monument Valley boys suffered a loss to Manila first thing this morning. So, man, they are underway over there. Taking a look at other games, Green River taking on Escalante at 1:30. That was a classic game at the 1A preview. Green River came ahead, hit a big three to go up by one with like 15 seconds left. So that should be a good game going on at 1:30. Of course, games broadcast here on Red Rock 92 starting at 2 o'clock. The Monticello Lady Buckaroos taking on the Nucla girls team. Then the boys to follow, Monticello versus Nucla. Those will both be on streamutah.live. The girls game on Red Rock 92.7 will probably get preempted for the boys game as the San Juan Broncos will be taking on Roland Hall at the Enterprise Tournament. And depending on those results, we'll determine when those teams play tomorrow. Taking a look at other boys' games. The Monument Valley's got another game tonight. They're taking on Merritt Prep Academy at 6 o'clock. Green River taking on Utah Military Academy at Camp Williams at 6. Looks like it may be it for the boys happening tonight. Let me see if I can find. Oh, Grand's taking on Paiute tonight at 7. Moving over to other girls' games in the region. Grand and Paiute are playing on the girls' court 10 a.m. this morning. Also playing today, looks like, just looking up for some other games here. Looks like that might be it in the area of Utah. Let's move over to Colorado, where we've got a couple of games. Dove Creek taking on Dolores tonight at 5 as part of that Dove Creek tournament. Montezuma Cortez taking on Gunnison also at 5 tonight. That's for local girls games. And then, as we mentioned, Nucla and Monticello at 2 this afternoon. Looking at boys games, Dove Creek taking on Telluride at 6:30. Looking at other games, looks like Dolores taking on Creed at 3. Also, Montezuma Cortez taking on Meade at 7:30 tonight. And let's see, I think there's maybe have one more. No, that's going to be it for tonight. That does remind me, though, I'm going to check and see. We maybe have another score to report for you. Again, a busy, busy week. There's also wrestling going on this weekend. San Juan and Grand and Monticello teams and Whitehorse, actually, are all going to be at the Manti Duels this weekend in Manti, so should be a good time there. That's a look at local high school sports. Again, it's a busy weekend. Let's take a look at the regional slate. Let's take a look first in the let's start with the NFL, as the Denver Broncos are in Detroit taking on the Lions. That's tomorrow. It's a Saturday game at 6:15 p.m. Arizona Cardinals hosting the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday at 2. Taking a look at regional NBA teams in the Red Rock listening area. The Utah Jazz were in Portland yesterday. They got the 122-114 win over the Trailblazers. Denver hosting Brooklyn. They got the 124-101 win. Nikola Jokic leading scorer with 26 points. Colin Sexton was the leading scorer for the Jazz in their game. Taking a look tonight, the Phoenix Suns hosting the New York Knicks. That tips off at 8. On Saturday, the Jazz are in Sacramento taking on the Kings at 8. The Denver Nuggets hosting Oklahoma City Saturday at 7. And Sunday, the Phoenix Suns hosting the Washington Wizards at 6. So lots of action going on this weekend, both in the local and regional sports report. One more reminder. Monticello and Nucla girls teams playing at 2. We'll broadcast that on Red Rock 92.7 and StreamUtah.live. Monticello boys team playing Nucla at 3:30. That'll be on StreamUtah.live. And the San Juan Broncos taking on Roland Hall at 4. And that'll be on StreamUtah.live and Red Rock 92. That's going to do it for the regional sports report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.